This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Who moved my cheese? It's a popular book, but also a question for the dairy industry when it comes to U.S. dairy exports. We should be garnering a lot more export sales in the fourth quarter of this year for cheese, according to FC Stone dairy broker Dave Kurzowski in Chicago. He's joined by Lee Milkey of the Milkey Market Weekly.
Dave, July U.S. dairy export data was issued last week, and while cheese exports posted some increases year over year, the numbers came in lower than your expectation, despite the significant discount that U.S. product has had to international markets. Give us some of the details.
Well, Lee, we're looking back in time, right? These numbers are from July, but they did come in below our expectations and sharply lower than we thought. I think some of the U.S. weakness is likely due to contractual sales that were made by Europe, and Europe has pretty good cheese exports and SMP exports as well. So they've certainly taken some business here. Those contracts probably will be coming to an end here as we head into the latter part of the third quarter and the first part of the fourth quarter. It really, as we change into October, I think a lot of those contracts may be coming to an end. And, you know, the reality of it is that we saw a price spike on the spot cheese market in particular in July into August. That has since ended. So either we're going to have to start moving some product here or we're going to be so awash in product it's not going to be funny. That being said, I think the price movement that we've seen over the past several weeks, which brought us down 20 plus cents on the spot market, and certainly you saw a 30 cent decline in the price of butter, is probably the accurate response. So in other words, when you look at this data, I don't think this portends what happens next week and 2 or 3 weeks from now. I think it's a good look back at what happened here over the past 3 weeks. And now I think we enter into a new stage. So we don't expect exports to stay this bad going forward. It certainly was a rough July. It's behind us now. We can certainly use it as a data plot point. But beyond that, I think the prices have already recognized this. And now we've got a situation going forward where the U.S. is very competitive, not only on a price perspective, but also from a currency perspective. Going forward, we should garner a lot more export sales in the next couple of months.
Dave Kurzowski, FC Stone dairy broker in Chicago.
Shoot, we forgot the car seat.
No worries, just put little Billy in the front seat.
You wouldn't let your child do that. So why would you let them play around dangerous farm equipment? Every day, 38 children are injured on the farm. That's 1,166 a month, nearly 14,000 a year, and one of them could be yours. Educate yourself and your kids about dangers on the farm. For tips, materials, and ideas, visit farmsafetyforjustkids.org. This message brought to you by Farm Safety for Just Kids.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Heading out west, we profile the Dairy Council of California, based in Sacramento, that helps the dairy industry with many programs. We asked James Winstead, the industry relations manager, how the Dairy Council of California is funded.
Yeah, so we are funded through the California farm families, and so the dairy farmers, and then dairy processors. So with how that works, it's a very complex pricing structure, but from what I do know is that it's around 1.65 cents per hundredweight from grade A milk.
That's James Winstead with the Dairy Council of California. And staying in the Golden States, how much milk is being produced there, particularly the first 6 months of this year? Patrick Cavanaugh has more.
During the first 6 months of 2017, California produced 20.3 billion pounds of milk, which represents a 2.2% decrease in total milk production compared to the same period in 2016. Output in the state decreased each month during the first half of 2017 compared to the corresponding month in the previous year. Overall, U.S. milk production during the first half of 2017 was up 1.4% compared to the first half of 2016.
Thanks, Patrick. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.